Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 45. And Yosef was unable to restrain himself before all those who stood by him, and he called out,
"Have everyone go out from me!"
So no one stood with him while Yosef made himself known to his brothers. And he wept aloud, and the Mitzrites and the house of Pharaoh heard it. And Yosef said to his brothers,
"I am Yosef. Is my father still alive?"
But his brothers were unable to answer him, for they trembled before him. Then Yosef said to his brothers,
"Please come near to me."
And when they came near, he said,
"I am Yosef, your brother, whom you sold into Mitzrayim. And now, do not be grieved nor displeased with yourselves because you sold me here, for Elohim sent me before you to preserve life. For 2 years now the scarcity of food has been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there is neither plowing nor harvesting. And Elohim sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant in the earth, and to give life to you by a great escape. So then, you did not send me here, but Elohim, and he has appointed me for a father to Pharaoh, and master of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Mitzrayim. Hurry, and go up to my father, and say to him, thus says your son Yosef, Elohim has made me master of all Mitzrayim. Come down to me, do not delay, and you shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and be near to me, you and your children, your children's children, your flocks and your herds, and all that you have. And I shall provide for you there, lest you and your household and all that you have come to poverty, because 5 years of scarcity of food are still to come. And look, your eyes and the eyes of my brother Binyamin see that it is my mouth that speaks to you. And you shall inform my father of all my esteem in Mitzrayim, and of all that you have seen. And you shall hurry and bring my father down here.
And he fell on his brother Binyamin's neck and wept. And Binyamin wept on his neck. And he kissed all his brothers and wept over them. And after that, his brothers spoke with him. And the report of it was heard by the house of Pharaoh, saying,
"The brothers of Yosef have come."
And it was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of his servants. And Pharaoh said to Yosef,
"Say to your brothers, do this, load your beasts and go, enter the land of Canaan, and take your father and your households and come to me, and I give you the best of the land of Mitzrayim, and you eat the fatness of the land. And you have been commanded, do this, take wagons out of the land of Mitzrayim for your little ones and your wives, and you shall bring your father and come. And do not be concerned about your goods, for the best of all the land of Mitzrayim is yours."
And the sons of Yisrael did so. And Yosef gave them wagons according to the command of Pharaoh. And he gave them food for the journey. He gave to all of them, to each man, changes of garments, but to Benjamin, he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of garments. And he sent to his father this, 10 donkeys loaded with the best of Mitzrayim, and 10 female donkeys loaded with grain and bread and food for his father for the journey. So he sent his brothers away, and they left. And he said to them,
"Do not quarrel along the way."
And they went up out of Mitzrayim and came to the land of Canaan, to Yaakov their father. And they told him, saying,
"Yosef is still alive, and he is governor over all the land of Mitzrayim."
And Yaakov's heart ceased, for he did not believe them. But when they spoke to him all the words which Yosef had spoken to them, and when he saw the wagons which Yosef had sent to transport him, the spirit of Yaakov their father revived. And Yisrael said,
"Enough! My son Yosef is still alive! Let me go and see him before I die."